Dick Durbin, Pentagon transfers $1.5 billion to build border wall. By Neil Monroe on May 10, 2019. The Department of Defense is shifting another $1.5 billion to build a big and beautiful border wall, says a tweet from pro-migration Democrat Senator Dick Durbin. The Pentagon has now reprogrammed 12 times more money to the wall than for repairs at Tyndall AFB, destroyed by Hurricane Michael. "We should put troops first," said Durbin, who has spent years trying to win a no-strings amnesty for at least 2 million young DACA illegals. The funding transfers are being conducted under the national emergency declared by President Donald Trump in February, when Congress refused to fund the border wall that was a central mandate of Trump's 2016 election win. Durbin opposes the wall and opposes the pro-American border reforms proposed by Trump. For example, on May 8, Durbin suggested to a panel of border officials that young migrants should be allowed to live in the United States if they claim they are being threatened by criminals. "One of the solutions, which is proposed by the administration, send them back where they came from. So I'm asking the obvious question. Let's assume someone has said, 'I'm going to rape your daughter if you are not complicit with this gang,' and you've said, 'I want my daughter out of here.' Now the daughter is being returned after this perilous journey to the United States and she didn't qualify and she is being sent back. So what assurance do we have of her safety when she returns?" A new survey in Guatemala showed roughly 1 million adults, not counting their children, say they expect to migrate to the United States in the next 3 years. Since early 2018, Democrats have tacitly welcomed the migration of several hundred thousand people from Central America. The migrants use catch-and-release rules to walk through border fences and into the U.S. job market and U.S. neighborhoods, forcing down blue-collar wages and pumping up rental prices. Politico reported May 8. The expected $1.5 billion transfer comes on top of $1 billion shifted toward the border from unspent Army personnel accounts in March. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan unilaterally shifted the funds in the face of opposition from top Democrats on Capitol Hill. The Trump administration has already drawn the ire of congressional Democrats by deploying thousands of troops to help secure the southern border and moving to siphon off billions in military funding for the border, including a national emergency declaration to raid $3.6 billion in military construction funds. Shanahan told Durbin's panel on Wednesday that enough money has been placed on contract to build 256 miles of border barriers,